No, I'm happy for it. This is awesome.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I've been through a lot. Relationship-wise, a lot of sacrificing and giving, and it's good to have somebody who is willing to do the same for me, because I know I'm going to do that for her, like, mm-hmm. just because it's an aspect of my personality. And so for her to get the hotel room, and it's something that I talked to her about a while ago, and she just did it, you know, and like, hey, we should go to a hotel. It just felt like, oh man, she fucking sees me, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm.
So I've been recording this whole thing.
I know.
So I'm just gonna send it to her. I
pulled the mic closer because of that. You should just go through your alarm page and then just shut them all off.
Well, yeah, see, man, like we observe it even now, the kindness. If I was in his shoes, I would take this opportunity to rib you mercilessly for your fucking phone going off during the
thing. We haven't started the podcast.
Hey, man, we all make mistakes, man. We all do bad things.
Plus, you know, this is that would be like me making fun of you for being late, you know? Yeah. You would take it and you would laugh at it, but it would mean nothing.
I've been early to get that stigma off of me.
Yeah, I've been doing that for like years.
The fucking, it's still attached.
Bro, I still, like, if I'm literally like 3 minutes late to the gym, he's like texting me like, bro, where you at? Are you coming? I'm like, yeah, bro, I'm 3 minutes late.
I'm parking my car. Come on.
It's not 3 minutes. I always wait 5 minutes. Okay.
You already done. I've already stretched.
Yeah, I've already done my rows.
Let's start the podcast.
Thank you for listening.
Oh, Jesus.
What do I always say?
It's over. Welcome.
We are here.
No, I say
he
we
says
are.
That.
What? You say welcome.
Welcome.
I'm fucking on one today. Welcome to the downstairs.
Welcome to the downstairs.
Peeps.
We're here.
Yeah, welcome to the downstairs.
Welcome to the downstairs.
The
we're here.
We are here.
We're here. Well, first, let's just get into my escapades.
Yeah, what happened?
Last weekend, I had a show. I did kind of talk about the show that I had on Friday, but I had a show after the podcast on Sunday, the Comedy Church. And Comedy Church is the first show I ever been to. That was the first show I ever did. So to come back to it was super fun. They do the interview portion afterwards, and that was really fun. It just felt, I felt way more comfortable up there than I did the first time. It was great. Nothing truly eventful happened. I just fucking had a show.
I had my first winter school class.
Oh.
First winter school parkour class on Tuesday.
Okay.
Which was a lot of fun. It's been a while since I've taught parkour, especially taught parkour to kids over like a concentrated amount of time. And most of these kids are young enough that these like are not like legit lessons. It's more of like guided play.
Yeah, move your body. Let's get your body moving. Type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I play some Beastie Boys.
Okay.
But I really like teaching for the winter school just because like they're like super accommodating, even though getting this particular day like set up and organized was a hysterical shit show. Mm. Initially I was supposed to teach like June 10th or something like that, like way like several weeks ago, and like the dude was like, oh, we like scheduled badly, can you come on Thursday? And we were like, yeah, okay, yeah, we can do that. And then like I leave, and then he calls me back saying, hey, I was wrong, you were actually supposed to teach today.
God. Is this with Granite School District still?
No, this is the winter school. This is a private like summer school type thing
called winter school.
Winter school.
Oh. Winter.
Whoa.
Hey.
Yeah, winter school.
You got
winter
high school. Expectation for those kids.
Teaching winners out there.
But actually, fucking, like I categorize this as like you're a like, summer
actually,
school.
They're all
like,
fucking losers. Dude, these kids
well,
suck.
Well, here's the thing: like, it's a summer school. It's the kind of place that you like send kids over the summer to keep them fucking occupied because they're kind of little shits, right? Like, it's the kind of place that I might have gone to if there was any way that I could have been forced to do
so. I skipped summer school so many times.
But like, fucking. I went there the other day to drop off the invoice and get the check cut, and while I was waiting, a couple of kids in geese were dropped off with duffel bags that had like sheathed katanas in them.
Fire.
Like kid size, so I'm sure there's a different name for those.
And they're probably wooden or something, right? They're not giving these kids real katanas.
Like they were sheathed, so you can't actually tell, but like why sheathe a wooden katana? So yeah, like there's some intense shit going on there for sure.
No. They came from the intense shit. They're like, all right, we're ready for school now. Let's go, guys.
I want to drop off my gi and katana. No, we don't have time to go to
need them where we're going, kid. This is the winter school.
Hey, always keep on your katana. Don't ever leave it at home.
But yeah, fucking, fuck, where was I?
You were talking about the geese. You're waiting on the invoice.
You went there to get the checks and you saw geese before.
Yeah,
I
finished with that. That was just in relation to how intense this place was.
Well, winter class, important. Beastie Boys, you got the kids.
Yeah, so like, you know, there was a fucking huge headache in just getting this class going the first day, but...
How old are the kids?
There's a range. It goes from like seven or eight to maybe 13 at the absolute oldest. But I don't think anybody that I taught on Tuesday was that age.
Mm.
Did you see anyone
who you were like, this kid could be, this kid could be the next parkour master.
You are the one. Yes and no. I mean, here's the thing about tiny fucking kids, right? Their bodies basically are indestructible.
Mm.
They're indestructible, and they don't... And a lot of them don't have the same kind of, like, limitations. Their strength-to-weight ratio is, like, a lot more skewed in certain directions. So, like, most of the kids that, like, couldn't really quickly take to the movements that they were being shown... were either a little bit on the bigger side or were like...
They got the kid weight.
Exactly. So a lot of them take to it just really quickly and attempt things that like make my teeth try to like drill through each other. Like we had a part of the course that we had laid out was a rail that you balance across. It's right on the ground. And you start on one end, you bounce across, and it's not very long. But the fact that it's not very long posed an issue, as plenty of kids try to just run across it and put just like one foot on the rail, but they're kids, so their aim is trash.
Okay.
So they try to put one foot on the rail and go across, and like, you know, if this is their foot, like the rail gets caught you see their foot do this, and they don't fucking care.
They still make it.
Sometimes they still make it. Sometimes they don't. Nobody injured themselves. Oh, nobody twisted an ankle. Nobody was like, ow, ow. You know, none of that happened. These kids.
All the cartilage is brand new.
Yeah. It's brand new. It's super flexible. Right. And it does not sustain permanent damage. It's incredible. But.
I can't wait to cut this later, and it'll be me being like, what if I punched a kid? Their bodies are basically indestructible. They do not sustain permanent damage.
You explain the whole foot roll off thing.
Dude,
and that's why you can punch them. And I just said that now, so you can put that in.
Dude, like, when I was a little bit younger than them, I can't remember if I did or my mother did, but I got my hand slammed in a car door, and when it was pulled out, like, it looked like a fucking set of stairs. It was just like, cheek, 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 cheek. And upon bringing me to the doctor, my mother, who was in a panic, was told he's fine.
Okay.
He's fine.
It's just a hand.
It's I mean, like, it was literally like this dude's bones are still so malleable that, like, you know, we'll put it in like a we'll put it in a small cast just to like put them back together, like arrange them properly, and then take it off and it'll be fine. It was like there was that's these kids.
Yeah.
That's these kids. Mm-hmm. They don't they
just bouncy.
They don't care.
Just
one kid did end up crying.
Oh, there we got a cry.
But it was
not for the reason you're thinking.
No.
Did you get on a knee and be like, "Hey, man, it's okay. You can do it." Was it like a
it was
a confidence
not,
cry?
It was not a performance issue. The kid was fine moving around. I play okay. So one of the things in parkour that's like it's really important and a really good indication of skill.
If
right?
you're gonna be able to do this shit.
More like if you're going to be able to do it, like, properly. Right. Like, with
it's
good
just
technique.
An advanced skill that yeah. some practitioners have learned.
Yeah.
Sheep being one of those.
Do it quietly. Don't make noise. So, like, step on things, step down, like, move around with the environment. Do not make a sound. So, with certain ages of kids, what I like to do is, like play a game like a monster game, a blind monster game, where they have to move through the route, and I'm going to be in the middle, and if I can hear them, I'm going to try to eat them.
Oh.
Right? Just fun, like most of the time they're like at the right age to really like engage with that and enjoy it and internalize the concept.
Now
right?
I did eat a kid, but
he
lost. He was loud.
Yeah, like I told them, I expressly communicated them the rules of this task and they failed.
Right.
I hold no responsibility.
Look, eating kids is wrong, but sheep's my friend.
So for this particular game, I did not tell them that I was going to do that. What I told them was, I'm just going to walk down, and they're going to go through the route and try to do it more silently than I do, right? Mm. And, like, kids were like, oh, can you, like, pretend to be a zombie or something? And I was like, yeah, I can do that. Like, make it a little bit easier, take, like, shambling steps, stabbing steps and stuff.
Was it one industrious or enterprising kid? Like, you know what I think would make this class pop? Is if you were like a zombie or something.
What are you doing for social media, Mark?
Are you on Instagram? You should do this zombie thing on Instagram.
So what...
Back on topic.
No, I mean, all of that was on topic. That's all legitimate. But like, because I'm always trying to like take what they say and demonstrate that I am paying attention and that I think about like what they tell me. I was like, yeah, sure. What kind of zombie should I do? Am I like a George Romero Night of the Living Dead zombie? Am I like a The Walking Dead type zombie?
And they said,
like,
we're children.
They
World War Z.
No, I actually pitched a 28 Days Later zombie, which those of you who haven't seen it, those zombies sprint.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know if these kids have seen it, but like the last round, somebody was like, yeah, do the 28 Days Later zombie. It was not clear whether or not they knew what that was, so I was like, okay, I'm not actually going to sprint.
Some kid in a Led Zeppelin t-shirt. Like,
but like...
What? With a beard?
Night of the Living Dead. What?
Army of Darkness, bro.
Who's kid? Who's kid is this?
What's your boomstick?
So like so they start moving down, and I drop down. I figure I'm going to do this like on all fours. Give them a little bit of a head start. They're moving. I haven't started yet, and they're like, what's going on? They get to the very, like, one of the kid on the right gets, like, right near the end, and I see him do it, and I'm like, okay, now. And I lunge, like, down, running on all fours in a very, like, running cat type motion with just this inhuman screech. This kid did not know what was going on until he turned around and saw that I was on top of him, at which point he screamed and ran back to the fucking benches. And like, here's the thing, when I play that game, like, these kids scream all the time if they know that they're made and know that they just have to run back
it's
to the
fun.
Start
like it's
yeah.
fun
yeah it's fun like there's never anything behind it. So he screams and runs, and I just stand up and chuckle it, and I'm not even looking at him anymore because it's just like, oh, it's fine.
He Forrest Gumped his way home.
I fucking turned back to look. Like, no, I didn't turn. I did not even. He was out of my mind the second that he ran away, because I was like, he did the thing. You know? He did the thing that they do.
Right.
And then, like, I hear kids saying, he's crying. And I look back, and he's got his, like, hands in his face, and it just, like, hit me. This kid had no idea what was going on. Suddenly, a grown-ass adult was running him down, screeching in ways he probably didn't know humans could make. And it was really fucking funny, but I also felt bad looking at this kid who's clearly like had flashbacks of all of the ancestors that couldn't outrun the wolves back in like the fucking infancy of humanity.
Like 38, his wife's gonna be like playing with the kid, and like, ah, he's gonna be like, no, not again.
I know he punched his wife, but he's
no,
not
he punched the kid. That was
oh.
a joke.
Oh,
kid punching. That's the joke today.
Well, I tried to bring it out of this fucking hole, and nope, we just go right back
we're
in.
We're there, look.
Right back in the hole.
God damn
right
it.
Right back in the hole.
No, that's great, man. I want to scare children. That's what I want to do.
Dude, it is more rewarding than it might sound.
To. I'm not going to scare my son now. I'm not going to do that. That's awful.
Yeah, that's what you have sheep for.
You do it. That's fine. That's okay. I want to be the one he runs to.
Yeah.
Hey, it's okay. Some people scare you, you know?
We start like
some
like
people are just fucking psychos.
Sometimes you get scared. And
we
that's
start like a kid trading program. Like, you scare my kid, I'll scare your kid. It's all fair.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I've been teaching for long enough to, and like, had enough fucking feedback on it to know that I'm a good teacher, that I'm really fucking good at that particular task. But it's always nice to hear somebody just be all like, wow, you're really fucking good at this.
Right.
Because I am.
That's good stuff, man.
Yeah.
Know your strengths, mm-hmm. you know? And I'm gonna find out when I start teaching what my strengths are. It's crazy to teach something. So I'm supposed to be teaching a comedy class in August. It's funny to teach something that you feel is unteachable. You know, I've been trying to think of like a lesson plan that I can really dig into, you know, and get into like and make people feel like they're in a comedy class when they're there and not just like, this shit isn't worth it, so we're just gonna watch The Evil Dead. So it's just crazy. I feel like you teaching parkour, it's a lot easier to get people started. Like, these are the first few things you need to learn.
Especially when they're kids and all they want to do is run around anyway.
Right.
So.
Right. And then, but this is going to be adults who've been to classes. And I'm going to be like, hey, take your books, throw them away.
He's going to be the fucking Disney Channel teacher.
Take your books. Now rip them in half.
You told us to buy these. We didn't need these for anything else. You
now
told us to
buy another copy.
Right.
I wrote that book and I need the sales. Yeah.
I did not. I was being dramatic. I do need those books. You guys got to buy a new one. No, but that's something I've been worried about here. Like, what the fuck am I really going to teach these people? Well, I'll be fine. We'll be fine. It'll be fun.
Yeah. I am interested to learn what like structure you do end up coming up with.
Mm-hmm.
Just cause, like, I have, like, not being a comedian, I have an idea of like what I might value to learn if I wanted to become one, if nothing else, to appreciate comedy on a like on a more
that's probably more
level.
Of the direction that I'll go into. But I'll probably start them out like you did with just some getting your body loose type of things and like make them come up in front of the class and tell a story or something like that to get them more comfortable with speaking in public.
Right.
That's really going to be the crux of it, is speaking in public. So what I'll probably do is research public speaking sort of syllabuses and see what kind of activities they do for those classes to see if anything will, you know, be helpful.
Right.
But that's pretty cool, man. We're teachers here. Anti, you gotta teach people how to build cars.
Man, I love...
He has a fucking YouTube channel.
Yeah.
That's true.
I love leading classes, but I hate teaching people. You know what I mean? Okay. I hate when I have to teach like an individual person because I get really frustrated if the like
it's not coming across.
Like yeah, like I get to. Frustrated at myself. Like mm-hmm. I'm like, fuck. If I had, give me 5 minutes and let me think of the best way to say this, and then I'll come back and teach you. Mm-hmm. But like without that, I just feel like I'm like, fuck, dude. My brain doesn't work like yours. I don't know mm-hmm. how. I don't know what I need to tell you to get you to understand what I'm trying to tell you.
Right.
But leading classes, I love because I get that like, okay, let me. Let me break this down, think about like how to say it so the room understands it, and that's a lot less ambiguous to mm-hmm. me than like trying to teach Sheep how to replace his fucking brake caliper right mm-hmm. now. Like I'd be like, right now you want to can I fucking go think about it? You know, I don't like teaching one-on-one, but man, I love leading classes. That's why I like YouTube, because I get mm-hmm. the time to sit down and be like, what's important that I need to communicate here? And at the end of this, does anyone actually need to know how to do this, or are they watching for entertainment, you know?
Yeah, it's cool. Does anyone have anything else? Because I do have one more thing. And all right, well, you know, another pop culture thing. Like I said, a lot of things happen.
Yeah, this was a busy week. You want to talk about the Olympian?
We can, but that's not
what I don't have much to say. I mean,
I don't.
You talking about the
Shikari, I think her name is,
banned for marijuana use or some shit like that?
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything to.
I was going to say, I think.
But the Britney Spears thing.
Yeah,
there probably is some. I have heard some of this, yes.
So, I don't know where it is now, but Britney has been, since she was young, conservatorship. Are you guys familiar with this term? She's been under this conservatorship with her management and her father and stuff like that, where they keep her money tied up and they give her basically an allowance. And she's trying to fight this back right now. And I'm not keen on the details, but from what I understand, I feel like, you know, she had those episodes where, you know, she cut her hair and she went through all this stuff. So it's very hard for her to, you know, get ownership of her funds because of all of the things that she has displayed in the past as, you know, odd behavior or whatever. I don't know if you've read up on anything about this or.
I read some stuff, and there was an episode of Legal Eagle that came out recently that talked about this.
I wish I would have watched that.
Mm.
I did not finish it, but I did watch a good chunk of it to, like, just because, like, it is an interesting legal concept.
Okay.
That in this situation, I don't know if it was, like, literally abused to the, like, detriment of Spears, but it is definitely the kind of thing that is ripe for abuse, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Like the idea, like you pointed out, right? Like Spears went through a mental breakdown
mm-hmm.
and was placed under conservatorship in order to basically like protect her and protect her assets, or that is the assertion.
Was
right?
she not under conservatorship before that?
She Since might have
2008
been.
2008 is when I'm reading
when that. It happened.
2008 is when the conservatorship started.
Oh, okay.
That seems to be like when she had a breakdown too,
yeah,
right?
It was at the climax of a year's long run of steadily more outrageous public behavior.
Yeah. So she went through a mental breakdown, was placed under conservatorship for her protection, supposedly,
mm-hmm.
And simultaneously was going through like drug addictions. She went to rehab voluntarily, I think, and eventually, like, basically got her life put back together, was performing, releasing albums, and making a lot of money, which she, like you said, was not seeing,
right.
really. Like, she was seeing an allowance,
mm-hmm.
Which is honestly just really funny to think about, that her allowance is, like, when I think of allowance, I go back to like being 12 or 13 years old.
You're getting 10 bucks.
10 bucks a month or some shit like that
she
can do it.
It's like $2,000 a week or something like that, which is a lot, but way is less than
that's,
yeah. what she's Two, making. You yeah, know what yeah. I mean? It's yeah, a fraction yeah. of what she makes. I probably get that every 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying?
Bro.
So
Justin Timberlake shits 2000. like how famous she was, that is nothing compared to what she's actually should have made. Like,
yeah.
So it's a question of, is she mentally ready to be in control of her own money? Which is fucked up to me to even say, because for you to be outperforming and shit like that, you're fine.
Yeah, and I think it also fundamentally kind of shits on, in my opinion, like, God, what's even the right way to say this? Kind of like the legal rights, or the assumed legal rights that, like, just people in general have, right? Like, the purpose, or, like, one of the primary uses that I understood from watching that Legal Eagle episode, is that, like, 9 times out of 10, conservatorship is used to basically care for the elderly, right? Mm. Like, you're still alive, but you have mentally and physically degraded.
You have dementia or something.
Yeah, like, you can't be in charge of that. You literally don't have the capacity to be in charge of this stuff anymore. You know what I mean? At which point, like, the kind of baked-in conceit, which isn't part of the law, but is, like, an assumed part of its use, is that if somebody is in, like, conservatorship, they're at the end of their life. Right. You know what I mean? Like, they're not going to, like...
There's not a clear process for removing the conservatorship, right?
That's the thing. There is.
Mm.
There is. So one of the things that I remember... because, like, they played transcripts of Spears testifying as to, like, why she wants to be out of this. And supposedly, part of the reason this is fucked up is that she did have legal recourse to challenge the conservatorship, like, after a certain amount of time had passed. But the lawyer that she was in contact with did not tell her that she had that option.
Mm.
So, like, her... You know, what she was basically saying is that I've been under this conservatorship for a lot longer than I legally had to be. I had an option to get out of it, but nobody told me what it was. Nobody told me how to use it. And maybe even, like, its use was, like, purposefully obscured against her. You know what I mean?
You think her lawyer was being paid by the dad? Probably.
All of that is, like, really unclear from what I read.
I have another little bit of information that hasn't come up, but I was just reading over the basics of it. Her father is paid $180,000 a year and gets 1.5% of anything she does, period, as the payment for being her conservator. Also, the real fucking kicker is she cannot legally sign any contract or do anything because she's not recognized as, like, a valid adult, basically.
Yeah, like, she has an IUD that she is not allowed to remove.
He has to approve any visitors she has.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, she can't even have legal advice unless he approves it.
She does not, according to her, she does not get to decide, like, what restaurants that she goes to eat. I feel like that could potentially be divvied up between the idea of her as a personality and her as a conservatee, right? Like, personality, her as a, like, public figure.
Like, it's dangerous, like, for you to go to that restaurant because people are gonna crowd you and you might get, like, stabbed.
Yeah, some bullshit like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Wow.
My thing is, I think everyone's in agreement that I've seen that, like, what's happening to her is fucked. I think the problem comes in with, like, when is a conservatorship okay, and how do we prevent, if this is happening to fucking Britney Spears, how many 95-year-old ladies who are perfectly able of handling their own finances are being taken advantage of this
way? Who get understandably upset when people, like, talk about this, and then that just feeds into the idea, like, see, she's
crazy.
Yeah, she's incapable, like, of making.
Yeah, this whole system just seems like,
as soon as she raises her voice in any way, it's just,
yeah,
like,
it's
see,
over.
See, see.
Yeah. Yep. And if, like, honestly, even the whole, like, idea of it being placed on her in the beginning, if you think about it, is because she, like, I was just reading what she did, and, like, looking back, it doesn't sound that crazy.
Yeah,
like,
she showed her pussy one time getting out of the car, she shaved her head.
She got married for 2 days and then got divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And then that is one of the reasons she's under conservatorship. Like, no one's ever done that. And then she shaved her head because she was tired of people touching her hair.
which
extreme, but whatever.
Yeah. Well, and even if you are having a mental breakdown, people are allowed to do that, bro. Like, yeah. If I have one, I don't just lose my fucking right to be a human, you right. know? Like, the fuck? And then
going to rehab.
She was in a like war with the paparazzi where she was like kicking the paparazzi's cars and shit because, and like, this was not framed as a fact, but I remember it pretty clearly. The paparazzi was following her around trying to get like upskirt photos or like scandals because that's how they sell their magazines. Mm-hmm. And she was fucking livid at them and just flipped out at them several times and overreacted. But like,
overreacted.
underreacted, in my opinion. No one's
you
dead.
You said underreacted, so I just, yeah, I just wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, bro, I mean, if I fight some guy at the bar, I don't suddenly not have a fucking life for the next 40 years.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
You can, even if it is an overreaction, like, you can get mad and overreact. Like, right.
This is a moral argument.
Yeah, like, there's, I see no reason why she ever should have been placed under this because the worst thing that could have happened, like, in my mind, the evidence to put this on her would not be for her, right? Like, in America, I feel like it's pretty established you're allowed to lose your own fortune. My thing is, I think they place this in very obvious, like, hedging against all the people who work for her losing their job, basically, mm-hmm. because she goes broke. So they went to the courts and said, look, like, there's 300 people employed by her. We can't have her doing this because it would hurt everyone around her.
That was actually something that I remember in her testimony she used as evidence as to why she should be taken off of the conservatorship, specifically because her performances, like her work since the break, since the meltdown, have been like actively and like thoroughly supporting, you know, like potentially hundreds of people yeah. beneath her that are like, you know, that are supporting her. Her work.
I think like the idea that she can't manage her own money is like not really the issue. You know what I mean? Like, her not being able to manage her own money is a direct side effect of the court not considering her a real fucking human. Mm-hmm. Like, literally the court saying, you're too crazy to be a human. You don't have human rights anymore because you're crazy. And that is the fucking, like, wait, what'd she do that makes, she didn't stab anyone, you know? Yeah. And even if she did.
Why?
Like, why yeah, did she like, stab? A lot of people stab people and then get out of jail and go have jobs. And, like, they don't lose any ability to, like, meet with who they want and, like, have IUDs forcefully implanted and, like, all this weird shit.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, who fucking, why?
Yeah, you took a right away to have a child?
That's so crazy. That was a huge part of her testimony as well. Wow. For obvious fucking reasons.
Yeah.
It's just so crazy to me that her dad's alive. You know what I mean? There's so much money at play, and there has to be someone willing to do some crazy shit.
Dude, like, this entire thing is, like, bullshit. The IUD in specific, I find it absolutely hysterical, like, in this situation where, like, you know, especially now, like, a critical Roe v. Wade threat is working its way through the Supreme Court. There's a much stronger, like, push in, like, in both directions on the idea of bodily autonomy. And then there's Britney fucking Spears here, who has had an IUD, like, permanently implanted for, what, 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's funny to me how the question of, like, autonomy, especially in regard to women, like, has just, like, this undercurrent, this, like, underlying assumption, even with, like, the existence of abortion rights or Planned Parenthood, Roe v. Wade, where it can still just be, like, a thing that is just taken from
that's
you.
That's a really valid point. Like,
legally.
If yeah.
If you think about, like, she has an IUD in her. That's crazy.
Like, Aaron Carter, mental breakdown. Dennis Rodman, mental breakdown. Like, the scene at the time, early 2000s, created mental breakdowns. We have established, long since established, Miley Cyrus was not an accident.
Right.
Like, the shit keeps happening. It's a recurring thing for a reason. But, like, it really does seem to be a very, like, ominous trend that, like, the men in these situations are not even looked at the same way. Like, Dennis Rodman having a mental breakdown or dyeing his hair or cutting it all off or whatever
would be, ah, he's just being crazy. That's good old Dennis Rodman.
Also, there's no one in Dennis Rodman's life who would ever try to threaten to take his autonomy away.
Bro, can you imagine if they forced him to have a vasectomy? Like, yeah. They could. I can't even imagine them doing that. They wouldn't. They couldn't.
Yeah.
And, like, the fact that they can do essentially anything like that in any way. Like, even forcing him to wear a condom or some weird shit would be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, that's... It's inherently just like, oh, yeah, no. Sometimes, like, I mean, I think the conversation, like we is given too much leeway. Like, the fact that we're talking about, like we're over here talking about, like, well, I mean, but look, she did act crazy. Isn't that true? Like, it doesn't, even if she did, even if she literally was actually insane.
I didn't even know this was legal. You could just, I didn't even know, like... First of all, like, any man that's in this situation where they're fucking going crazy in public or whatever, it's more, they look more at as eccentric, you know.
Even,
or,
like, Kanye was looked at as crazy, but then he's still Kanye. Yeah, he's still a billionaire or whatever the fuck. Like,
the Kardashians didn't try to take his autonomy away.
Yeah. He doesn't have to ask permission to see his friends, you know, like, or a lawyer.
Right.
It's like, yeah, that's fucked.
Yeah, she's, and it's such a... It's such a bizarre case. Like, nothing like this with anyone else has ever happened, right?
Where I'm
no
sure
one in the public eye.
Yeah, I'm sure it has, but nobody, like, with that amount of notoriety already built in.
Yeah, I think that's the part that, like, not scares me, but, like, just makes me most concerned is, like, just thinking, like I said, all the fucking grandmas. 49-year-old woman, totally fucking entirely mentally competent. Because Britney Spears is 39. Like, she's not...
Yeah.
So my thing is, like, okay, so then when she gets to, like, 49, 59, they're going to start saying, well, now you're too old to take care of yourself. You know, it's like...
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, this is crazy, man. This has been fucking...
I don't know, man.
Like, this just doesn't make sense to me. All because she fucking shaved her hair. Like, I might go do that tomorrow. And I might freak the fuck out while I'm doing it. Like, it doesn't... Bro, what the fuck?
Don't shave yet.
I might...
Now, instead of wondering about what kind of ponytail this is, we're going to be wondering what kind of bald head this is. What march are you going to, motherfucker? Oh, shit. No, but yeah, that's all I had, man. I wanted to bring that just because it was a good conversation about, you know.
Do you feel like, just out of curiosity, I just flicked open the BBC. It's a video, so I didn't watch it, but a BBC... video that had a description.
Whenever she whips out the BBC, I get excited.
Big Brazilian.
You said it, not me.
And I would never say it. No,
just I would never say
my
that.
Penis is small. No. I got an LBC.
Like Snoop Dogg.
So much. There's so much drama with my LBC.
Trying to arm me and shoot you. But somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky ass animal facts every single day. Oh, yeah. It's our new theme song.
Welcome to the downstairs.
Sheepdog. I definitely missed out on that possibility. Yeah. On that alternate
sheep
reality.
Doggy dog.
I missed out on that one.
Yeah, we would have hated the sheep lion period.
Oh God! I like how he quietly went back to Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, that's right. That shit wasn't working.
But one of the things that the article description said was how it shines a spotlight on mental health in the media, and I am immediately drawn to, I'm immediately kind of like thrown back to Osaka, the tennis player, who basically like balked super hard at her contractual obligation to speak to the press, like saying that it was damaging to her mental health, and then like not just backing out, not just like dealing with fines or dealing with that, but literally dropping out of the competition. And I feel like there is a through line there that is fucking maybe not necessarily worth like dissecting right here, but like worth thinking about just because like obviously it's not 100% the same thing.
No.
But you have somebody who is in a situation where voluntarily or not, they are being forced to experience something that is like that is causing some like real emotional like
trauma.
And you know, like there was a lot of disagreement about what Osaka's like actual like responsibility was in that situation, but I feel like
if her dad would have been like, oh yeah, she went crazy, we're gonna have to,
yeah, now we're taking all her money and forcing her to actually
This will definitely be evidence that
also she needs an IUD for some fucking reason. Like,
she can't have kids.
Yeah, like to me, that's kind of I'm really genuinely
all of these are like a bridge too far, but that one is like the furthest bridge too far.
That's the craziest.
I'm really just trying to wrap my head around
like she can't have a child. Understand? Like she's about to become at an age where her having a child is risky.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's like fucked up that she's been robbed of her autonomy for this long period of time to the point to where there's decisions that she won't even be able to make anymore.
Yeah,
that's fucked.
I'm trying to think through like why this law would exist or who might need it, like genuinely who it might help, and I'm just like kind of coming up on short on why there's not better ways to handle it, even when it is necessary. Why there's not, like, because it makes perfect sense why if someone does have dementia or something and like forgets they own a house and buys another one or some like crazier shit has happened. So I'm like, okay, it makes sense that possibly in that situation their kids might literally have to protect them from
themselves
going broke, yeah, financially. Like that makes sense, yeah, but also like
there's an entire industry that is built off of preying on those people. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
do you guys remember the Goonies? You remember when they went down in that basement and that person was trapped down there?
I never actually watched the Goonies.
Well, do you remember about the guy who was down in the basement? Do you remember something about that?
Apparently there was a guy.
In a basement who was chained up. He was all disfigured and disformed, and his, you know, folks kept him down there because of that. Mm-hmm. It wasn't great.
I'm sure this was like they released him and he was like actually a good person at heart or something.
He was a
like
good
that.
Person so with the kids, and they helped him solve the mystery. I didn't see the Goonies either, but
no one in this room has seen the Goonies.
We've not seen the Goonies. I just know there was a kid in the basement. But what if he was really good at making beats? It's like he was just super, just fire every time he touched the boards.
Okay, look, yeah, I know you're joking, but there's a valid point in here, which is the dehumanization of celebrities as like no longer, like Britney Spears is Britney Spears. She's no longer just like a lady.
Yeah.
You know, like she literally cannot be, no one in America could ever look at her as not Britney Spears.
Right.
Maybe some Gen Z boomer judge will come up, like someone either on one end of the spectrum
fuck is
or
this?
The other.
I was this
who just doesn't
bullshit.
Fucking know.
Fuck, she had some songs fuck? Back in the day. What is?
I'm sorry, I wrote music back
Dude,
when I
take
was
her
young.
ID.
It's no big
take
deal.
Take her IUD out. She wants
what,
it out.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
What are
I
you
wish
doing?
We lived in that world. I really wish we lived in that world where a judge reads this just like, I beg your fucking pardon.
What's up? Listen, I'm frustrated from this conversation, and listen, I think I need to. I think this is it.
Yeah.
I think we're
is
done.
Is this the end of a podcast?
I'm done.
All right,
I got nothing else.
Thank you for listening to the. Wait, no.
Oh.
Welcome to the downstairs.
You stopped doing it right. To
thank
fuck
you
it up.
For listening to the downstairs. We appreciate you.
Peace.